Welcome to Book Bay Escape. BBE is a podcast book club dedicated to celebrating Black authors, Black books, and of course, the Black reader. So grab your wine and your Rillos, and let's escape on the waves of each page together. Because, hey, Black people fucking read too. The Dope Man's Wife by Jaquavis Coleman. Prologue. Bad bitches. Huh, bitch, come on. Nautica weaved in and out of traffic, trying to avoid getting hit by the cars on the busy Flint Street. She gripped the Louis Vuitton book bag tight and looked back at Kaya, who was struggling to keep up in her 6-inch stilettos. Kaya quickly snatched off her shoes and ran full speed, catching up with the girl. Both of the girls finally reached Nautica's car and hopped in. Breathing heavily, they both rested their hands on the headrest to catch their breath. Nautica looked in the rearview to make sure the shooter was nowhere in sight. We did it. She double-checked her rearview mirrors before opening the book bag on her lap and pulled out stacks of rubber-band $100 bills. She was a little shaky from the unexpected shooting, but the money made everything seem a little better. Almost instantly, both of the girls began to yell in excitement as they looked at their new boyfriend, Benjamin Franklin. About 80,000 of them. Oh my God, I can't believe what just happened. Nautica took a deep breath and stared down at the money. So this is what 80 stacks looks like. A big smile on her face, she picked up one of the G stacks and kissed it. We said, Mama, I can't believe. Before Kaya could complete her sentence, the sound of gunshots, blasts, and shattering glass rang out. Glass from the back window flew on the girls as the shooter stood 20 feet from them and emptied his clip, bullets flying one after another. Go, go! Kaya yelled as she looked in the rear view and saw the crazed man shooting at them. She couldn't see exactly who he was, but she wasn't trying to stick around and play Columbo either. I thought that nigga was dead. Nautica scrambled to start the car and threw the shift in drive. As the terrifying sound of bullets thumping the car's exterior serenaded the girls, she sped off, ducking down slightly and peeking over the steering wheel trying to merge into traffic. The way the bullets were coming, she knew it was an automatic weapon. Nautica peeked in her rearview mirror and again saw Zion firing his gun. When she finally got far enough distance away from the bullets to stop hitting the car, she sat up and took a deep breath. Her heart beat rapidly as she could barely drive straight because of her shaking hands. After Nautica caught her breath, she tried to laugh it off. Fuck him, she yelled. We did it. When Kaya didn't respond, she looked over to her and saw her staring aimlessly, her head propped against the window. Kaya! Kaya! Nautica yelled. She reached over and shook Kaya, and her body fell over, and her head flopped down on the dashboard, revealing a bloody hole in the back. No! No! Nautica yelled. Don't die on me! We don't die, Kaya! Nautica kept shaking Kaya, but it was no use. The bullet had killed her on contact. This has been a reading of the prologue, The Dope Man's Wife, by Jaquavis Coleman, Book Bay Escape Book Club's first book of the month. Get your book and start reading now. Yo, yo, yo! What's up, my book bays and book brothers? This is the third episode of Book Bay Escape. Today we are going to be discussing chapters 1 through 5 of The Dope Man's Wife, which was our first book of the month for July. I know a lot of people didn't get their book yet or haven't started reading their book yet. So if you have not started, unless you just want to know what happens in the first 5 chapters, do not listen any further because there's going to be spoilers. I'm going to talk about things that happen in the book in the beginning, We're going to discuss some of these characters and what the fuck is wrong with them. And a whole bunch of great things. So if you have not read or you have not started the Book of the Month, please, in this, go get it on Amazon, on Audible, whatever, and come back after you have read past chapter 5. Now, before we get started with the conversation, I have a couple of things to go over with you guys, because we're still getting started. I'm still building this podcast. I'm still getting members added to the Facebook group so we can be a little bit more active, and getting the whole book club together, you know, because we're supposed to be reading together. I'm not supposed to be the only one reading and talking about the books. That was the whole point of doing this. We are supposed to read as a fucking family. So, y'all need to get on board. The books is not that expensive. Get your fucking book, read that shit, and then come back and talk to me, okay? Also, the giveaway. I have got no voice messages. I'm trying to give y'all free shit. If y'all don't want it, I mean, I could keep it. I already got the book, but I can have to. I ain't doing no tripping. But if you didn't listen to the last episode or you did not see the post about it, I am doing a book giveaway, a book box giveaway for our next book after this series, because we're going to do the whole Dope Man's Wife series, 1, 2, and 3. The Dope Man's Wife, The Dope Fiend, and then The Dope Man. After those three books, I already have our next book, and I'm trying to give it to one of y'all. All you have to do is send me a voice message. The link is in the show description, and tell me your favorite author and why. 60 seconds. That's all I want. And the best one, or the only one, will get the box. And it ends on the 1st at midnight. So go click the link and just send me a short little message. It takes 2 minutes. And somebody win this box. Or if not, I'm going to just, I don't know, randomly pick somebody out of the group to give it to. Or I don't know. But participate so we can, you know, have fun. Come on, y'all. All right, now that I got my whining out the way, I do have a couple of announcements for y'all. So, supporting the podcast. There are a couple of ways that you can support the podcast if you would like to give a one-time donation. I do have a Cash App. My Cash App is $SativaIsis. That's SativaIsis. Now, there is also a way that you can do a monthly donation. Two ways. First, there is listener support through Anchor, which is the app that I use to record this podcast. So if you want to choose Anchor, with Anchor you can pick whatever amount it is that you want to donate to the podcast monthly. And the link for that is in the show notes. The link for everything that I'm mentioning is going to be in the podcast description. But there's listener support, which is anchor.fm/BBE with Tierra. And then I have a Patreon set up for us. Now, with Patreon, there are three different tiers. There's a $5 a month tier, $10 a month tier, $20 a month tier. You choose which tier you want. Each one comes with different incentives and things. There's even like a discount for Simply Charmed on there, and shout out on the show, a bunch of other little stuff. So I'm not going to go too deep into it. I did on the last show. But if you want to do it that way and send either 5, 10, or 20 each month, then you can go to our Patreon and become a Patreon and go through that. So the Patreon is, it's patreon.com/bookbayescape for that. Okay, streaming. Now, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Spotify, Overcast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So the podcast is available on all these streaming sites. Share with your friends. I don't know what you use to listen, how you're listening to me right now, but share it with your friends, you know, so y'all can be in tune with this shit that I'm doing, because it's finna get good. Listen to me. So yeah, it's on all those streaming sites, and I will be doing the podcast every Saturday until further notice, because I might switch to bi-weekly. I kind of mentioned it in the previous episode. I'm not sure if I'm going to go that route yet or not. Right now, it's cool to do it every Saturday. I'm not sure how I want to do it. Like, as far as break down the episodes and talk about the books and stuff, I really want y'all to engage with me and talk to me. Like, I don't want it to just be me talking about the books. Like, I want to get people on, get people to call in and do our lives. I got a YouTube set up for us. That is linked in the notes as well. If you know, I'm working on some stuff for us. Just bear with me. This is only episode 3, and I've already done so much. So there's that. Make sure you share it. Tag me and stuff. Tag Black People Fucking Read Too. That is my motherfucking hashtag. Or hashtag BBE with Tierra, Book Bay Podcast, or Book Bay Escape. Tag me and stuff. Send me a message and let me know what you're reading. I would love to know. Maybe we can get it on the show. As far as our book of the month and stuff, I have a little list. You know, I got it set up for a little while, but hey, you might pull me and I might just throw your book in. Authors as well. This is a Black podcast. Black books, Black authors, Black readers, period. So if you're a Black author, let me read your book. I'll buy it. And let's get it on the show. Let's talk about it. I want to support my Black writers out there. I fuck with y'all because I am one. Quick story. So I wrote a book. How old was I? 23, 24? A couple of years ago. I wrote it and never reread it. Never went back. Never edited it. Never nothing. I have a whole book written, y'all. One day I'm gonna read some to y'all or something. But we'll get into that on another episode. Okay, where was I at? So yeah, tag me and stuff. Share your streaming, how you're streaming the podcast with your friends. Share the show. You can support the show in all those ways, and I would greatly appreciate it. Brothers, I am looking for at least 4 or 5 adult Black males that are active readers. And by active readers, I mean you read more than Facebook posts, Instagram posts, TMZ articles. Like, you actually have books, read books, like books, like to read. Don't think reading is boring. I want to talk to you brothers. I know I have a lot of females. I think, look, there's males. I have majority females in my Facebook group already, our Facebook group. And I just want to get some, I need some dudes. I need some testosterone, man. I ain't never been no females type of bitch. Like, I don't hang with a lot of females. I love women, but it's, you know, I need some testosterone. Y'all, I know y'all feel me. I don't want to just be all girls, because I can't do it. I stayed in Dykeville at Job Corps in San Marcos, and it was a time. So I need some men in my life. And not for no entanglement shit, to read books and talk about books and, you know, be a book bae or book brother. So the Facebook group, if you want to get into the Facebook group, which I would like for everybody to participate and get in there so we can talk and engage with each other. Send me a message. You can message me, send the voice message on Anchor. You can message me on the Simply Charmed page, on my Facebook. All that stuff is in the show description. Send me a message. Send me an email. Let me know. Hey, I'm trying to get into the Facebook group. I'll get you in there. It's like two questions that you answer before you get in there, just to make sure that you understand what it is that I'm doing, and that this is about black books, black authors, and what? Black readers. So as long as you understand that, we good. And you don't spoil books for everybody. Like, put a spoiler alert if you're going to talk about the books. That's what I want you to do when you get in there. Talk about the books. I'm finna talk about the books. And for the people that ain't read, y'all need to catch up. But just put a spoiler alert, because everybody doesn't read at the same pace, and everybody doesn't have Amazon Prime. Okay? Keep that in mind. And I think that is all my announcements for today. So we are going to get into this book discussion. Alright, y'all. The Dope Man's Wife by Jaquavis Coleman. Today we're going to discuss chapters 1 through 5 only, because I know a lot of people have not, and I'm not going to stop saying this until y'all start reading, okay? A lot of people have not got their books, a lot of people have not started reading yet, so I'm going to take it slow with y'all, because I personally have read this book 3 times. I read it years ago. My brother's girlfriend had got the set for her birthday or something, and she let us borrow them. And so I read all 3 in like 2 days. Literally nonstop reading. So I'm very familiar with this book. I read it again before I started the podcast, and then when I started the podcast, and then I figured out this is going to be my first book because this is my shit. Then I started reading it again because I wanted to read it with y'all. Ain't that sweet? I wanted to read with y'all. I want us to read together. So I have my book here. Everybody grab your Bibles. I'm not going to do that. Grab your books. And the first chapter is Good Girls Never Tell. Now, the plot, it's a girl, her name's Nautica, and her cousin Kaya. They work at Red's Chicken Shack. And the first thing that bothered me on the first page is this bitch got on stilettos in Red's Chicken Shack. Like, the heels. Girl, if I rolled up to any fast food place and you got high heels on in there, you're not getting my coins. What are you doing? Why? What happened to non-slips? Like, you trying to bust your shit. Girl, so already I'm annoyed with Nautica. Like, bitch. Her and her cousin. I fuck with Kaya. I did. Y'all heard the prologue. Y'all at least got the prologue. So I fuck with Kaya. And I know she's gonna die later on. Rest in peace. But she cool. But Nautica, she's kind of stupid. She's kind of dumb. And you can tell that just by the first little scene where she is fucking in Red's Chicken Shack with these heels on. You would have been fired if you was working for me. Why is you in here with... I'm not even going to go all into the heels, but that really bothered me. On the first page, she got heels on. But wait, it gets better. So, okay. So they working in the Chicken Shack, her and her cousin Kaya. They work for Taquan, which is a dumb, insecure, probably ugly as fuck, fat dude. And all he sees is these heels, titties, ass everywhere. And these bitches, they're also strippers. So they running game. And he ain't paying attention to the fact that they slipping money out the register and robbing his ass. One going to office to flirt with him or whatever in 15 seconds, and the other one got the money in her fucking titty. So they robbing the shit out this motherfucker. After they pulled a little lick, then here comes Zion. Zion pulls up to the window, and him and Nautica flirting back and forth or whatever. She know he's the local dope boy. Everybody know who you is. Da 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 da. And you know the old lame shit. What do they say? What do you want? What do they say when you go to McDonald's? How can I help you? Whatever. What can I get you? And this motherfucker, oh, I want some Nautica. Oh, that ain't on the menu. You know, the old stupid bullshit. They do the whole thing. So then, Nautica, he asks her to come with him. She climbs out the fucking drive-thru window, y'all, and hops in the car with this nigga. Mind you, he got another nigga in the car with him. A nigga named Loon. Why? Because he's a fucking lunatic. And everybody in Flint, Michigan knows this. So, you gonna leave your job to hop in the car with this man. Don't know where you going, what you doing, if you're fired or not. With these fucking heels on. So, you finna hop in the car with this man and this fucking lunatic. Like, bitch, what the fuck, why would you, y'all, she irks, ooh, she irks my nerves, but, the whole robbing them thing, like, robbing your job thing, I get it, I'd have been there, story time. Okay, so, I worked at McDonald's, me and my boyfriend at the time. I was like 17, 18. I don't know. I didn't want to work there. I worked there for a good week. I was like, nigga. Never again. I hate working in fast food. That's why I be robbing them. Well, I did this time. But yeah, I used to take money out the register all the time. And not even like, I didn't have no sidekick distraction to fucking distract the manager. Bitch, I'm anemic. I'm always cold. I always got long sleeves on or a sweater somewhere close. So I would just, like, slip it in my sleeve. Like, slip the money in my sleeve right there under the camera. Y'all can't see what the fuck I'm doing up in y'all. And go to the bathroom and put that shit in my pocket. I would get them every fucking day. For the whole week that I worked there. And, so yeah, I get it. A quick lick is a quick lick, especially when you're young. But, I don't understand the heels thing. Like, even my friend, I have a best friend. Y'all will get to talk to her one day, named Shelly. Best friend, she's been my best friend since I was 15. And I'm 30, so that's like 15 years, half my life. She's been my nigga. This motherfucker, I remember she was the manager. Was she the manager? I think she was. She robbed every place. Let me not talk about her. She ain't gonna be able to get no job. But yeah, she will get your ass. Especially if you, fucking her over on the checks, the hours, whatever it is, bitch. Don't let her feel like she's getting fucked over, cause you about to get fucked over. But anyway, she worked at BK. I'm not gonna say where. I'm not gonna say West City. I'm not gonna say nothing. But I think she was the manager there. This bitch, she used to take boxes, y'all, of bacon. Boxes. Off the truck. What was the shit that they had? Like a rib sandwich or something. I remember this bitch had a barbecue, y'all. With them people's shit. Like, she would take it and throw it in trash. brand new box of food. And fucking get ready to take the trash. She'd take it, roll the trash, and she would leave it like on the side of the trash can instead of putting it in the trash can. You know, she'd leave it out on the side, and then she text her accomplice. I don't know who it was. I don't have no more names for y'all. The only reason why I said Shelly is because that's my best friend, and y'all gonna hear her name a lot, so y'all need to know her character. Bitch would take it, put it on the outside of the trash can, text her accomplice, and this male or female would come and pick it up and get it. And then when she get off and she go home, she got the meats, like Arby's, bitch. She was selling, I don't know what the fuck. I don't really eat Burger King. I don't know what kind of sandwich it was. She was selling them bitches out of the house. Do you hear me? Out the trap. We used to call it the trap. That's my nigga though. But anyway, that just reminded me of that. Like, I think most people have stolen their job before. And when I did it, I was like a child. It's adults doing this shit. It's people is. If that bitch worked at a bank. But yeah, so that's chapter one. Okay. He pulls up. They pull off. Now, if you, where my book at? Because I have to read it out to you how it's in here. But I know that this nigga, Zion, he gets robbed because, for one, you too fucking flashy. Like, he riding her around, oh, just, you know, don't never tell nobody what you see while you with me. And she like, okay, she peeping. And he going just picking up money, picking up money, picking up money. He ain't even a dope boy at this point. He robbing niggas. He picking up money for them paying him to not rob them. Like, it's all just so, I don't like his motherfucking ass either. But you got robbed because you flashy. You're dishonest because in his head, he's saying, you know, I ain't gonna tell her what I do. She think I'm a dope boy. I'm gonna let her run with that shit. Fuck it. Like, shit, she gonna think what she wanna think. But she see this money, so she know what's up, pretty much. So, you know, he's stupid. You could tell he's stupid. And I don't even know why she got in the car with him. Like, bitch. Bitches that are impressed by niggas with money, like, really, like, disgust me. I'm not impressed by niggas with money. I'm not saying I don't want a nigga with money or I fault the nigga for having money. But bitches that see green and run to that shit, like, do you not want to get to know this nigga? If it was me in the drive-thru and he pulled up and I'm really feeling him, and he really feeling me for whatever reason, first of all, I'm not supposed to climb out this window. Okay, I'm a bad bitch, but I'm a lady too. I'm not climbing out this window to hop in your car with you and your homeboy. Where y'all finna take me? He got that look in his eye, and I heard the stories about the nigga, so I'm not hopping in there with y'all. I'm not finna leave my job. You can catch me when I clock out, go home, shower, relax, eat, and then text the bitch or something. Like, and then, you know, we can talk and we'll get to the riding around part and the chilling part. And, you know, I mean, motherfucker gotta work for this, baby. I'm not hopping in nothing through no windows. What? But I'm gonna get off that because I just spent entirely too much time talking about, but that really bothered me. Like, in the beginning of the book, I already didn't like her, and the book is about the bitch and I don't like her. That's fucked up. So then what happens? Okay, so they go home. He drops Loon off. They go to the house. End up fucking. The same night. Or the same, yeah, when she goes to the house. It says in here, what page is it on? Y'all, it says in here, they fucked for 10 minutes. He didn't slip the tongue in the asshole and all that. But it only lasted, she said it was the best 10 minutes Nautica had ever had. Okay, page 13. 10 minutes. I'm thinking, you done did all this for him to give you 10 minutes a day. I would be highly upset. Bitch, take me back to work. Are you fucking serious? 10 minutes, y'all. This fucked with me, too. I'm not going to stay on this. But he gave her 10 minutes a dick. Then, come to find out, at the end of the chapter, this motherfucker done drugged her. He done put some exos in something to get her all loose and, you know, take advantage of her. What do we call say? Molly all in her champagne? She ain't even know it. That. So, you got drugged, went over here, fucked the nigga, raw. She's just so, remind me of a bunch of bitches I know. But anyway, so yeah, he didn't took her home, fucked her straight out of Red's Chicken Shack window. How about that? Then after she get the 10 minutes of dick, he want to lay up and hug and kiss and act like a fucking couple. Nigga, I just met you. Now, it does say that they go three more rounds. I hope 2 and 3 was 3 hours apiece, especially since y'all both on exos. Y'all should be in... Girl, I don't know why they fucking do this. I don't know why. And this is like real life shit. Bitches really do this type shit. But yeah, that was chapter 1. That's what happened in chapter 1. Now it's chapter 2. Okay. Chapter 2. Chapter 2 is called Playing for Keeps. At the beginning of chapter 2, it has Loon and Zion doing what he do. And so they're going to rob a dude named Mookie. Now, they rob the dude, they tie him up or whatever. He already know what's up when they come in there. Everybody know what this nigga do, except Nautica dumbass. Everybody know Loon is a fucking retarded, except Nautica dumbass. So they go, they rob this nigga Mookie. Now, when they rob the nigga, they looking for his money, can't find his money. He done lied about the money being under the bed. It ain't under the bed. And they whooping his ass and shit. They finally find the money. Or he finally tells them where the money's at, which it's in the freezer. Now, this part reminded me of something else. I'm going to have so much story time because I feel I relate to all these. Either me or somebody I know done been here. Okay, so the money. Dope boys always have crazy places that they hide their money. So I used to mess with this dude. We're not going to say his name. Dope boy. And he was one of the type of dope boys that like to have dope fiends around him. Like a control thing. Like, dude, for me, I'll throw you a little something. That, you know. Y'all know how that should go. But anyway, so he was like, yeah, I you know, he'd be falling asleep or whatever, whatever. So it's like I had to come up with creative places of where to put my money at. So I'm like, well, where you put your money at? I want to know. She tell me. And he told me, he was like, yeah, at the old trap I had, you know, I always had whoever around. He even be fucking little fiends, but I'm going to leave that alone. And he said that he would like shit and take his boxers and wipe his ass with his boxers so there is shit on the boxers and put his money like in his dirty clothes hamper and put the shitty drawers on top. Because he was like, ain't nobody finna go in there. Ain't nobody finna move no shitty ass, funky ass, stained up ass, skid mark ass boxers to look for nothing. If they open that bitch, if they are looking for something, they open that bitch and that's what they see. They're not finna dig in my dirty clothes. Which he kinda got a point. But, you know, crackheads is crackheads. And they gonna find it. They can sniff it out. Shit, they gonna take the dirty clothes hamper and go sell that bitch. You know, back in the old days when crack was crack. But anyways, that just reminded me of that. That's fucking crazy. But his was in the freezer. So they robbed Mookie. Loon ends up killing Mookie with a fucking big ass smile on his goddamn face because he loved that shit. key live for that shit. Because he's fucking crazy. And I keep saying that this nigga is crazy for a reason. When y'all get y'all's books and y'all finish the motherfuckers, you're going to know what I'm talking about. By the end of this podcast today, you're going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. This nigga retarded. So anyway, Noon is like Zion Shooter. That's his goon. That's his fucking psycho on a leash. He snap his fingers, you're dead. Cause Noon fit the bust your ass. So it was that little scene. They rob Mookie, kill Mookie. Noon walks off with a smile, whatever. So then it goes to Nautica working. She's also a stripper. She doesn't just work at the shack. She strips. So they at the strip club. She getting ready to go out on stage or whatever. She's tired of stripping already. She's like, she works in Magic City. She said she only wanted to be in Magic City for 6 months. And then once she make 5 G's, she gonna quit. Sis, how? Why? What is 5 G's going to do for you, sis? 5 G's? Girl, $5,000? How many months of your rent can you pay up with $5,000? Months of your bills? Food and everything. Like, how long can you really live off 5 G's? That ain't no money. She's talking about buying matching Benzes with her cousin. You can't buy no Benz with 5 G's, sis. That's why I said Nautica's retarded. She's stupid. This is like your typical young and dumb bitch. And she really gets on my goddamn nerves. But yeah, she mentions that she's gonna get her 5 G's and then she's gonna get out the game, you know, whatever. And it also says her and Zion are pretty much both lying to each other. He doesn't know she's a stripper. She doesn't know that he's a jack boy. They both like, they gonna find out when they find out. I ain't telling them. At least she's like, wait till he gets to know me, then tell him, because most niggas don't like fucking with strippers. He just don't give a fuck. He's like, she think I sell dope? Let her think I sell dope. Fuck it. But, so yeah, she's in the club. She's stripping. She goes on stage. She does a little thing. He ends up walking in the club, seeing her. So, you know, busts her little bubble. So that, but he like dismisses it, like he really don't care. But deep down inside, the nigga really care. And deep down inside, I think he really like, oh, she's this type of bitch. Now I really gotta get her, and I'ma get her, and I'ma, you know, make her how I wanna make her. Cause people love changing folks, right? People love getting somebody like, oh, I don't necessarily like what they do, who they are, whatever. They fine and they pussy good or they did good. So I'm gonna try to mold them into what I want them to be, and that shit never works. It never works. Especially when the motherfucker grown. Cause a grown motherfucker is already grown. Who they is who they is. Ain't nothing you do gonna change that. The only thing that could change a grown motherfucker is them wanting to change. And they usually don't happen because you want them to change. So yeah, anyway, they both lying to each other. He done drugged the bitch and got her feeling good, so that way that 10 minutes of dick can feel like an hour, which is fucked up. But yeah, he catch her stripping, but he ain't tripping. They end up going home again, fucking again, raw again, stupid again. I don't know what we're going to do about Nautica, folks. I really don't. But anyway, so then after that, then, you know, the next morning, she ain't feeling good. Because the come down off of exos is ugly. Especially when you're not used to taking them, I guess you could say. Coming from somebody that has dibbled and dabbled in some things. So yeah, the next morning, after being up all night getting them 10-minute sessions, you ain't going to feel too hot, sis. So she ain't feeling too good or whatever. She's living with her cousin Kaya. So Kaya is like, I got to lick for us because this is what we do. We go get it, girls. You know what I'm saying? We have some money, so we finna get out there and make some shit happen. So they end up going to rob somebody named Roland. Now, first of all, Roland mama is wrong as fuck. So I just want to say that. So they go to rob the dude, Roland. Roland is somebody that Kaya had met. She knows he got the money. Because niggas always fuck up showing bitches they got money, how much they got, where it's at. Like, y'all trust pussy too quick. You need to be analyzing and evaluating these motherfuckers before showing them where the stash at. Because as far, if I was a nigga, I wouldn't even give a fuck about a bitch saying I'm broke. You say what you want. You ain't fixing to know none of my going-zones shit until I know you're finna be my wife. The fuck? People be having people all in their business, all in their house, all in their mail, all in their cabinet, in their bathroom, in their medications and shit. People just... But anyway, she just met Roland. He had her all in his business. She knew he had some bread. She put her homegirl on. So she hit him with the, I got a surprise for you. Let's do this three-way. Let's do this menage a trois. I got a fine-ass homegirl. Boom. She brings the homegirl. They dancing for the nigga and this and that, rubbing on him, kissing on him, rubbing on themselves, whatever. Boom. So peep this. So then they tie him up and he thinking it's like finna be some kinky shit. Like some, oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about as soon as this motherfucker was tied up, all acting ceased. We ain't dancing no more. Bitches is putting on pants and shit, yelling with a cash at, straight city girl shit on the ass, act up. So they, you know, whooping him, pistol whoop him or whatever, and she already know where the money at under his bed, because he showed it to her. So they go get the money. Kaya go get the money. Why they robbing this nigga? They got him tied up, and you know, he thought he was gonna get some, so he done pulled his dick out and all kind of shit. So he tied up, dick hanging. They done knocked him to the floor. Just, it's a horrible scene. And so when Kaya goes to the back, she says this nigga lived with his mama, all the mail, got his mama name on it. The other room smelled like Bengay, you know. So you was really stunned. So that's why you begging them to not take that money, because the shit probably don't belong to you. Like, somebody's, you think they fucked you up. Somebody really thinks to fuck you up. But anyway, so she points out that he lives with his mom, and she's like, bitch, let's go. I got the shoebox. I got the bread. Let's get out of here. They go, and as they're leaving, his mama and her bingo friends, she probably an old church lady. What was her name? Betty Dixon. So Betty Dixon walks in, and she immediately starts going off. Not on them, on him. Oh, you got these fast-ass girls in my house in here doing this freaky shit, laying on the floor, tied up with your dick hanging out, and my friends is here with their bingo markers, and they seeing this shit, and da-da-da. And, you know, they scoot on past her with the box. He got a sock in his mouth, so he can't even say nothing. He can't even tell them, hey, they robbing me, they got the money, stop them, nothing. And the motherfucking mama said, I ought to leave his ass on the floor for a little while, like, you shouldn't have been in here doing whatever the fuck you was doing in my goddamn living room. And Betty is wrong for that. Because I'd have been trying to find out what the fuck is going on with my son and why he can't move, can't talk, can't nothing. What is y'all doing to him? But he must have been fucking up as far as his mother's concerned. So she really didn't give a fuck about what was going on. And I really wonder if she left him on that floor. I really do. How long did she leave him on that floor? What happened afterwards, like, when she took the sock out of his mouth, like, mama, they took my money. The fuck? You let them walk right past you. Ain't do shit. I just thought that was really fucking crazy. So that ends chapter 2. So then we go into chapter 3. Chapter 3 is entitled Spaceship. In the beginning of chapter 3, these bitches are at the mall, spitted up the last little bit of the money because they took $25,000 from Roland. $25,000 from Roland. And went shopping, sprees and bullshit, paid the bills, whatever, and the money was gone in 3 weeks. $25,000 was gone in 3 weeks between the two of them, but this bitch wants $5,000 to quit stripping. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. It says the money was gone in 3 weeks that they'd robbed Roland for. It was already time for another caper. After they paid rent and went shopping a couple times, they were broke again. What kind of hoes is y'all? $25,000. Why are they not? And see, this is what we need to teach our young black women and men out there that are like this. Like, nobody ever taught you the true meaning of flipping money. Like, legally, illegally, I would rather you do it legally. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But even, hey, I got brothers that's hustlers. So illegally, if that's how you got to get it, that's how you got to get it. But you're supposed to take what you make and make more with it. Not take what you make, spend it up, and then it's time to pull another caper, another. I'm set off this. I'm good off this. Because I took this and did this and started this and I got this business. And I'm good. That's how it's supposed to be. And that's what we need to teach our young folks, because they are here robbing each other to come up. Not getting shit back. And the shit that they do get back, they fucking it off. And then weeks later, the same month, they need to hit another lick. It shouldn't be continuous hits being lit. Licks being hit. Y'all need to get with some LLC shit. Facts. Now, anyway. So, yeah, they didn't spend the money up. So then, where am I at? Okay, yeah, they didn't spend the money up. So now, Kai is like, we need another caper. What's up with you and Zion? Are y'all like close? Are you in love yet? Or is he fit to be a lick? Cause I brought Roland to the table. Basically, it's your turn, bitch. And, but you know, Nautica's still kind of feeling the nigga. You know, she's like, I know he's getting money, but it ain't even like that. And, you know, we're not going to do him. Like, we're going to come up another kind of way. Look, and then they go talking about getting these matching Benzes and shutting down the Apple and all this. They obviously didn't price this type of shit. But anyway, so yeah, they have that little conversation now. It says that Nautica did decline. Nah, we're not going to do that design, but Kaya's a smart bitch. She planted that seed, so as soon as something go wrong, you're going to think about that shit, and you're like, fuck it, let's do it, because this is what we do. She's smart, and she knows she know how to work that shit. She was working that shit. But anyway, so then it goes into Nautica. She's at Zion's house. So she's getting ready for him to come home. She wants to, like, surprise him, do some romantic type shit. She got her lingerie on and whatever. She's getting everything ready, candles burned, and all the shit. Now, I don't know why she wanted to surprise this nigga by jumping out the closet and fucking the shit out of him. I mean, it sound good, but jumping out the closet on a nigga that rob niggas for a living, he might might hurt your ass. You don't need to startle that nigga, okay? Be laying in the bed when the motherfucker hop in or something, you know, with your titties out or something. Don't hop out no closets, but you will get knocked in the top of your head playing. You don't hop out on I was gonna say real niggas, but he ain't even no real nigga. You don't hop out on no niggas, period. But this was her plan anyway. This is not what happened, but this is her plan. So she hears somebody coming, she runs and she jumps in the closet. So she can jump out and scare him. She ain't even trying to scare him. She's trying to fuck him. I don't see how that... This is what I mean. She's young and fucking stupid. And I don't like her. And I was going to say something else, but that's past chapter 5. So I have to wait. But I don't like this hoe. So anyway, she goes in the closet. And she's thinking that Zion is coming in, but it's Loon. Loon is coming in. He's coming in to drop some money off. So he's in there. Zion hits him on the phone. He's like, nah, nobody's here yet. Because Zion's expecting her to be there. He's like, nah, nobody's here yet. Or whatever. So he does what he came to do. Now, after this, this nasty motherfucker, you know, he look around, make sure. And the coast is clear, ain't nobody in the house. She's still in the closet, by the way. Beeping. So this nasty ass nigga takes some of her drawers, but he goes right to the drawer that her panties are in and takes the pair out. Now, why the fuck do you know where my panties is at? Why you in here rambling shit in this nigga's house? To know that my panties are in this drawer to go straight to him like that. You done did this before. But anyway, he pulls her panties out. He's sniffing them and licking them, whatever panty fetish niggas do. I don't know. He got them. Lays on the bed that she done just made up with these candles everywhere for her nigga. And fucking jacks off into the panties. And puts them back in the drawer. Y'all, for one, I wouldn't have been in the fucking closet trying to hop out and scare no grown-ass man. I don't give a fuck. It's not, that ain't the type of man you jump out and scare. Zion, I mean. But, if I was in this situation, and I see this nigga pull my drawers out the drawer and commence to whacking his thing while sniffing my shit and then coming in my... He wouldn't even came because I'm out the closet and on his ass quick. As soon as he go in the drawer, And what the fuck is you doing? Why do you have my drawers? How many times have you done this? And then he did it and put the motherfuckers back in there. How fucking nasty is that? Why would you put your semen, my panties filled with your semen in my motherfucking panty drawer? I would have did just like this bitch did and dumped all that shit out. But only difference, I would have told. I'm telling my nigga on you. I don't give a fuck how he feel about you or none of that shit. She's talking about she knew he was off and she knows how Zion feel about him, so she didn't want to say anything because she knows Zion had a bad temper. Fuck all that. Your homeboy is in here sniffing my underwear, nigga. Whoop his ass. Like, straight up. That is some crazy freaky shit. Now, you would have to finish the series to really understand what the fuck is wrong with Loon in his head. I kind of feel bad for him, and I'm going to show y'all why in just a second. For those that haven't read it and are still listening, even though I told you not to. But poor Loon, I feel sorry for him. But this would have got his ass whooped and probably got me shot and killed. But I would have came up out that closet quick. Because you're not fucking off my good draws. And I got to throw them away because you didn't put your little mans in them. So, but yeah, that is the end of chapter 3, which is fucking disgusting. Okay, so now we are on chapter 4. Now, chapter 4 is called Time Changes Everything. So, let's fast forward. Zion and Monica have been together roughly like 3 months. And he real possessive. He real an asshole. He done stopped her from working. Chicken joint, strip club, whatever. She's now living with him. He pays for everything. He buys her whatever she wants. But y'all know how those kind of relationships go. Okay? I've been with dudes that make all the money. This is why I love to work. I have my own shit and my own money. Because depending on the motherfucker, they always feel like they running shit. They pay for everything, pay all the bills, you living in their house, driving their car, whatever it is. This motherfucker, is he cutting the grass right now? Y'all, I don't know if y'all can hear that. I'm going to go back and listen and make sure before I continue. Let me go check. Girl. I'm really over here trying to do this, and you want to cut the grass right now. I'm going to just keep going. I'll edit it later. Let me get through this chapter. How rude. But anyway, and that's because I came outside, because my boyfriend's inside. This motherfucking TV's so loud. I'm talking about, you can hear motherfucking American Horror Story in the background on the fucking podcast. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, he didn't cut it off. Maybe I can just edit my little rant out of this, and I'm gonna leave it in there. Fuck it. Because he's wrong for that. But anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about. When people make all the money, and you're living in their house, and you're driving in their car, they gonna have rules. They gonna want you to do what they want you to do, how they want you to do it. And if you decline, here you go again. Is that a weed eater? Girl. Anyways. If you decline and you don't do what they want you to do, then now you're homeless. Now you have no money. Now you have no transportation. Now you don't got nothing to fall back on because you didn't keep your job. You didn't have a source of income. You didn't have no money saved up, nothing. And that's kind of like the situation that Nautica is in right now. I'm going to go to the back. Because he is really cutting this grass. Let me pause this real quick. Okay, I just came back inside because he's doing too much out there. And then the flies and mosquitoes and shit. And I ain't got time for that. Shit, well, I'm trying to talk. So anyway, that's what I was saying. You don't want to be in a controlling relationship just because somebody is like the breadwinner. Or they got all the money or anything like that. You don't, you know. So you got to always keep a backup plan, baby girl. Now let me see. Okay, so anyway, it's like 3 months into this situationship they got going on. He done pretty much changed everything. So now it is Kaya's birthday. Kaya is still Kaya. She's still working at the strip club. She's still fucking Quay. Bitch, she's still that bitch. So, it's her birthday, so she's finna to have a birthday party at the strip club, Magic City, where they worked at. And Nautica wants to go. Y'all, people is really just blowing me up. Cutting grass, turning TVs up, talking loud. Y'all, episode 3 finna be raw. Because... I'm not fit to play with y'all with the sandwich and shit. That's why y'all gotta... You see what I'm talking about? What was that? That's why y'all gotta send me them donations, y'all. Because I need a soundproof room. Well, I got a room. I need to soundproof my back room. Put my mic in there and have my little setup so I can talk to y'all without these motherfucking interruptions, because people is disrespectful out here today. Knowing it's Saturday and Book Bay Escape come on today, they need to cut it out. And then when I came in the house, I let this fucking fly in here with me. And he buzzing in my ear and shit, phone buzzing. You see what I'm about? Do you see what I'm talking about? Y'all, this shit finna be raw. I'm sorry if y'all hear the vibrations and shit. I tried to put that shit on silent. Maybe I should put it on Do Not Disturb. Because they just being disrespectful. Now that... Oh, I thought he was finna come out that room. This is me all day, shit. You'll learn to love me. Ooh. But yeah, I'm gonna get that back room together. We gonna put an AC back there. So I can be cool. It's gonna be flyless, lawnmowerless, boyfriendless. Just me and y'all. That's how it's supposed to be. Anyways, back to the chapter. What was I talking about? Lord. Oh, the birthday party. Okay, so Kaya's having a birthday party. Let me get through this. She's having a birthday party. Nautica wants to go. Zion says, fuck no, you're not going to no strip club. Like, he didn't meet her there. But, like, he ain't know she used to be up in that hole faithfully. So he tells her no. You ain't going. Ain't no bitch of mine finna be in no nasty-ass strip club. Like, she ain't been on that pole before. So, yeah, he tells her no. He throws her some money. Here, go shopping. You will be, so into the things you looking at the things you bought, you won't even be thinking about the party tonight. You'll just be going through all the stuff that you bought and just chunks her some money. And you know, she's just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, I'm not thinking about no birthday party, I just want to be here with you. Game. And then he pulls out the motherfucking pill bottle. This bitch eyes lit up, because by this point now she's fucking addicted to them hoes. Those are some pills, some money. You sit here and I'll be back. And he's supposed to be leaving to go somewhere. Excuse me. He's supposed to be leaving to go to be more for something. So he leaves and leaves her there. And of course she's going to sneak off and go to the party anyway. But we're going to get to that in a minute. So it ends there. With her giving her the pills. And then it kind of goes into like this scene about Loon. Knee Tunes. Because that's what I'm going to call him. Y'all. I told y'all Loon was fucked up. This right here. This explains why. Okay. So it goes to Loon. And it says. Loon. His name is Fremont Williams. So Loon, when he was 12, he stayed in the projects. When he was 12, his mama died. And when his mama died, it was like when his dad was getting out of like the pen. His dad is Gene. He's an ex-con. So now he has to live with his mama. Now he has to live with his daddy, who he doesn't even really know. Because his mama died. It says on his 11th birthday, Loon found his mom dead in the bathroom after injecting drugs. A bad dope pack. And that's when he finally met his dad. So he meets his dad. His dad's fresh out of prison. Long story short, his daddy was molesting him. His daddy did heroin and was molesting him. So his daddy kind of makes him go down on him, beats him up, then sends him to the streets, and he's like, go get me, you know, my pack, whatever they call it, go get me a do. I guess that's a 20. I don't know, I ain't never did heroin a day in my life, sold it or none of that shit, so I don't know how y'all do that. I like tattoos, but don't like needles. Okay, but so, yeah, he sends Loon, who's, what, 11, 12 at this time, he sends him off to get the dope with the $20. after making him, whatever, go down on him, molesting him, however he did. They said it's disgusting. It started with him watching him bathe, and then it moved on to other things. But, you know, he was molested by his father because he turned gay in jail. I don't know, does that really happen, guys? Like, can somebody turn you out in jail? I don't judge nobody's sexuality. I am LGBTQ proud because I am a bisexual polygamist. So, ain't no judging over here, but you don't fuck with the kids. Ain't no pedophilia in that. Ain't no letter for that. So he sends him down with the $20. And so the boys on the corner go to school with Loon. So they know him. They already call him Loon because he's fucked up mentally because daddy was raping him. So he tries to go buy the bag. And the little badass boy's like, give me the money first. And everybody know the rule in the hood. Same time, nigga, I don't know you. That is the rule. He didn't know the rule. He gave the boy the $20. The boy puts the $20 in his pocket. It's like, ain't no drugs. So, he tries. Loon tries all he can. They don't give him the drugs. They don't give him the money back. He got to go home. Said that his daddy beat on him for like 2 hours because he didn't come back with the drugs. Like every time he thought about the high he could have got with that $20, he would have whooped his ass. So, fast forward, this nigga Zion, this is where he meets Zion. This nigga Zion is out there watching the little boys because he's going to rob them. He been a stick up kid on his life, Jennings. You feel me? He out there ready to stick these little niggas up. They're watching a fire at the apartments that Loon lives at. When Loon walks up and shoots the boy that took the money. Takes the water money out of his pocket, peels his 20 off, and throws the money back, and then he just busts out crying. He's bawling. He's crying. That's how fucked up in the head this nigga is. First of all, he didn't take all the money. He wasn't worried about the money. He got done so wrong. I understand why he's a killer. Like, I kind of feel for Loon. I don't understand why he jacked off into that girl panties. But I understand why he's a killer. He kills the little boy. Come to find out, he set the fire. He went back, killed his daddy, set the fire to their apartment. Then went down there and shot the little boy so he could get his little $20 back. And now, he ain't got shit. He ain't got nowhere to go. You done burnt your house down. And Zion, because he's watching the little boys because he's getting ready to rob them, he peeps all this. And he, like, looks in the boy's face and he can see that nigga gone. Like, you know. So from that point, he takes him under his wing and kind of, like, you know, turns him into a shooter. So that kind of explains why Loon is so loyal to Zion and why he like put a bullet in a nigga ASAP behind that man, because he kind of like not saved his life. Loon saved himself, but he didn't have nowhere to go after that. He was lost, and you know, Zion kind of like big brothered him. And so, you know, when you're going through something so tough like that, I ain't never been molested or anything like that. That traumatic. But I can only imagine. Inside his head, he was just like, okay. All he could do was drop to his knees and cry. So this is why I kind of have a little bit of sympathy for Loon. But not very much, because he did some fucked up shit, and at some point in your life, you need to take responsibility for your own motherfucking actions. You need to get some healing done, you know, and heal your traumatic childhood. Talk about it. Go to Ayanna. We need to send him to Ayanna Van Zandt. I bet she can get him together. Because, baby. But anyways, yeah, so that's kind of like why why he's so dedicated to, like, serving Zion. Because Zion found, he found a goon on the street. Pretty much. Okay, so then, chapter 5, this is our last chapter. I know I just be talking, but it don't even feel like an hour and a half to went by, does it? It's been longer for me. Anyway, okay, so chapter 5 is called Birthday Jump Off. This is the birthday party that this motherfucker wasn't supposed to go to. So, now it's after 11. The owner of Magic City shut the club down for Kaya. They out there, you know, she's having her party, and Zion told Nautica not to go, gave her money, told her to go shopping, like, he made it clear she was not supposed to be at this party. And what did she do? What did she do? He said no, and she went anyway. So, she gonna sneak off and go anyway. Throw us some money here. Go shopping. If you go shopping, go buy you some shit. You won't even be thinking about the fucking party. Once you're going through all the stuff that you bought. So, she's like, okay, yeah. She takes the money, of course. What bitch ain't? Especially a broke bitch. A broke bitch in designer. That's the worst. But anyway. So he leaves. He's supposed to be going to Baltimore to re-up, because at this point now he's a dope dealer too, I guess. I don't know. Zion is, but he's a mess. So he leaves. She goes to the party anyway, knowing that he told her bitch ass not to go to this motherfucker. That's why you don't stay in them type of relationships. Stop being a homosexual and get you a job. Or get your jobs back. You shouldn't have been hopping out of windows. You should have been flipping them burgers and frying them fries. Shit. Or swinging them poles. Whatever it is you want to do. You should have been doing that and not worried about this nigga. Because he ain't no good. But anyway, he told her not to go. She went. Of course, he doubles back, comes back. He decides, I'm not going to go out of town. I'm spending time with my girl. Gets there, his girl gone. He already know where she at because he told her not to go. She went anyway. He shows up to Kaya's birthday party. This motherfucker just happens to walk in when she is dancing with Kaya's man. Now, from what the book says, Kaya's boyfriend, which is Quay, Nautica actually introduced them to. So he's like the homie. To Nautica. No sexual, nothing like that. Kaya probably beat that ass. That's why. But Kaya's like, you know, that's the only female he can dance with where she won't get jealous. She won't care because that's like, that's my sister and that's my brother. But, well, that's her brother. Whatever, however you say it. But they like friends. That she knew him first. Nautica hooked them up. So she's trusted between both of them. So, you know, she's over there dancing with him. Probably a little close, because they close. And this is the moment that Zion walks in with Looney Tunes. I'm going to call that nigga Looney Tunes, because he's retarded. But anyway, they walk in. Zion has a motherfucking fit. Now, I'm going to hold my book. Look, I got to get y'all the details. So yeah, he comes in and he immediately goes to fucking snatch Nautica up, like, by her motherfucking hair. She didn't see it coming. She really didn't, because she had her back to him. And next thing she know, neck getting yanked. And she turned around and the nigga that's supposed to be on his way to Beemore is in here yanking her. And so they get into it. Kaya, being the real bitch that she is, she hops on the nigga back and starts sticking him. You know, and he slangs her, calls her a bitch and shit, slangs her ass off to the side, and drags Nautica out of there. And of course, Quade tries to step up and do something. But he ain't strapped. It's his girl party. He didn't know he was going to have to need a pistol. And Looney Tunes, of course, pulls out his gun like, hey, homie, you ain't fit to do nothing to partner right here. Let him handle his with his girl. So now, Nautica gets snatched up out the club by Zion in front of all these people at her cousin's birthday party. So it being her cousin's birthday party, I don't know where this bitch parents at or nothing like that. We need to find them. Which, I'm pretty sure she's not a child. So I didn't mean it like that. But she still needs a mama to whoop her ass. Like, seriously. I have no children. If I did have a daughter, I don't give a fuck if she was 25. You not finna drag my baby up out of here. Because he can get it. And I'm not Kaya. I'm stabbing a nigga. Okay? Ain't no sticking. We killing. So, she should have had some male cousins, somebody. Quay should have had a gun, really, but he didn't, because he was with his baby, I guess. Shit, Kaya should have had a gun, that bitch gangster. Shit, they should have shot that nigga. But nobody was strapped except Looney Tunes, so Nautica gets dragged out the party, and then when they in the car, she got a little bit of nuts. She hauled off and smacked the nigga. Then when she smacked him, it says that he turned around and looked at her, and just his look frightened her. Like, she put her hands up, like, to keep him from hitting her again. And, so it says when she put her hands up, like, he kind of looked at her and shook her head, like, shook his head from side to side like he couldn't believe that she was scared of him. But nigga, you just dragged her by her motherfucking yaki up out the party. Like, how can you, nigga, please. And then the next, I guess he takes her home. They argue, fuck, whatever toxic couples do. And then it says he was watching her sleep. And he the one that bought this Tiffany necklace and earrings and shit as a peace offering. Ain't no peace offering when you done dragged me up out of here in front of my people. So he wakes her up and just leaves the box there and walks out. Like, and in her head, she's like, this nigga thinks that he can buy me something and I would forget all about the bullshit he pulled last night. But he gotta be out of his motherfucking mind. So, see, she's growing up a little bit. She's starting to get some motherfucking sense, but bitch, it's too late, because you went with the nigga for 3 months, and in his head, you're a possession. So you ain't finna just go nowhere. You done already fucked up. That's why you get to know niggas, before you let them fuck raw, before you let them move in, before you quit your job. You hopped out of a drive-through window to get your ass beat 3 months later. And then, hold on, I'm almost through. The bitch finds out she's pregnant. Like I said, fucking raw. Why? Now you done found out you're pregnant by this abusive nigga and you don't have shit, nowhere to go. You don't got nobody. He done went and caused a scene at your cousin's shit, so the whole family probably looking at you like, come stay with who? Now you're pregnant. And then when she told Kaya that she was pregnant, Kaya asked her, whose is it? That's how you know she a hoe. When your main bitch gotta ask you who you're pregnant by, bitch, you should know. Shit, the fact that you don't mean I'm fucking too many niggas. Shit. But yeah, that's what she climbed out of that drive-thru window for. To go meet a nigga that ain't who he said he was, got you addicted on pills, got you pregnant, beat your ass, and dragged you out the club in front of your people. And so now, the chapter 5 ends with her sitting there thinking, do she want to keep the baby or abort the baby? But if she abort the baby and he find out, that's her ass. she already know. It only take one ass whooping to know that this is a nigga that's gonna beat your ass. It only take one. You only gotta drag me. I'd have been left them. Been. But young and dumb hoes, like I said. So that is going to conclude my little discussion about the dope man's wife, Tequavis Coleman, husband of my favorite author, Ashley Antoinette, my bitch. The dope man's wife. I said that, didn't I? Okay, yeah, that's going to conclude this. Everybody, go get your books. Get all three of them, because we're going to do all three. And I don't have to go through this with y'all next month. And ain't nobody got no book. And ain't nobody started reading. And I done finished it, and I'm ready to talk about it. And y'all ain't. Go get your book. Get active in the group. If you're not in the group, hit me up. I'll get you in there. Support, Cash App, Patreon, listener support, share, tag, tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your father. Tell your father I want to talk to him, because I'm looking for black males for an interview show, for my first live show, because I think that would be real dope to just sit down with some real black men and talk about the different stereotypes as far as black men and reading books. I have some questions. It's gonna be real cute. I might even buy them in something, because y'all know I like giving away shit. Speaking of giving away shit, get your messages in so you can get this box. You have until the first. Do that shit so I can start being baby Oprah. Y'all not letting me be great. Let me be great. But other than that, this is going to conclude the Dope Man's Wife discussion, chapters 1 through 5. Thanks for kicking it with me this Saturday, and I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.